talking about demons. What are the demons?
Voices.
Tell me about them. What are the voices about?
It's another voice, the evil side.
Yeah, whatever your name is, Satan.
Welcome to Evil Examined. We're back, and man, we have a lot of guests for our segments this week. As usual, we got the odd news, which we'll be spinning the wheel of doom with our guests just prior to that. For this first odd news segment, we're going to have the Breakdown podcast on.
It's so, like the best crossover since the Jetsons and the Flintstones.
Hell yeah.
Cha-cha.
What's
this up? Is big. So we got, you guys should be familiar with Ronnie. Ronix was on our Dark Knight and Aurora episode.
Oh, amazing episode. One of the best.
That was a good one.
Top
three.
Had,
I think we had a real good time with that one. And then we have Millie.
From,
yeah, and George.
Millie
and,
from the city.
What?
Welcome, everyone.
The What's old Breakdown on? Podcast. Sorry.
Yeah. So why don't you guys just tell us a little bit about your podcast before we get kicked off?
Yeah, plug it.
What is it about?
Yeah. It's we're only going to charge you like $20 for this shit.
What?
Let's break down the breakdown.
You know, motivational podcast.
Yeah, we talk about social culture, what's on our mind,
relationships.
What's happening, not just in our like surroundings, or not in just in America, but in the world, honestly. We talk about a little bit of everything. Whatever we're passionate about, and honestly, on that present moment, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we hope you guys get something from it. You know, we want to teach, get you guys inspired.
Just a bunch of bullshit, basically.
It's a conversation.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a conversation.
Yeah.
You guys don't do anything at all, it sounds like. No, it's a great podcast, though. We all listen, so tell us where can we find your podcast? Everywhere, right?
Everywhere. And you can find us on Spotify.
Wait, how do we spell it? Because that's very important.
Yeah, if you want to search for us, definitely you got to search with the T-H-E and then B-R-3.
Yeah.
So like the E and Breakdown.
And Breakdown, yeah.
It's so, a 3.
B-R-3.
Yeah. B-R-3.
So for you mathematicians out there, you know, make note.
The Breakdown Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, but we feel honored to be your guests, though. We appreciate it, and we're fans of the Evil Examined.
Yeah,
we wanted to get you guys on first season, but we got Ronnie at least, so that was good. But now the schedules have aligned, and we're going to learn a little bit about you guys, as well as some other people that we have here, too. We have Silent Sarita that will be presenting some stories a little bit later on some of our follow-up episodes, but we're all kind of collectively mashed here today, so... Sarita and her significant other, Steven, will also be spinning the wheel of doom. So we'll see what the wheel has in store for them and what we can pull out of their dark lives. So I guess we can get started with that. And why don't we have Silent Sarita kick it off with the wheel spin?
Go ahead, girl.
This is always the most dramatic part when you're watching the wheel spin and... what's it going to land on?
What's on the wheel right now? Is it?
Quite a bit.
Chug a beer.
Oh, this would be a good one. All right.
For me?
Yeah, step right up. And she's landed on best puke story.
It has to be my best puke story?
I'm sure you have plenty, no?
Yeah, you do.
Oh. I guess, I used to do door-to-door sales. And
it's already good.
For whatever reason, the other salespeople were like super.
What year were you born?
When I was selling my brushes door to door. I know I sold vacuums. I sold vacuums door to door.
No, you didn't.
No.
Yes, I did. And I was pretty good at it.
Do you realize that that's
yes.
the
Did I sell this?
The heaviest vacuum of life.
That's so ironic because that's actually the plot line of my third book. It's about a door-to-door female vacuum salesman. It's about Sarita, I guess. Who would have thunk it?
Except you didn't know. So I used to sell door-to-door vacuums, and for whatever reason, the other people were, like, super loaded. They would make, like, I swear to God, like, $600,000 a year off of this job. So one of them had just bought a house, and he was throwing, like, this party. And they invited, I don't know, the place was, like, packed. It was, like, this literal mansion in, like, North Attleboro somewhere. Yo. And it was set back. I know, it was so exotic.
Yeah, North Attleboro.
And he had, like, 5 bathrooms, and it just happened that I got super drunk. I don't know, out of nowhere. And I had to throw up. And literally every single fucking bathroom was packed. So I threw up on one door. And then I was like, oh shit. So I think I can make it to the next bathroom. I just left it. And then I ran downstairs. I was like, okay, I think I need to do it again. And someone was coming out and they ran in front of me. And then I threw up on that door. And then the guy saw me and then just like kicked me out. And then I threw up on his lawn. So no. I think I threw up on three the places turkey. At his brand new house.
This is like before Uber. So you just drove home probably, huh?
I don't know how I got home. They probably used the work van to bring me home. I don't know.
Yo. Just throw her in the back of the van and take her home in the morning.
You marked your territory.
I guess that's what I got, guys.
That's a real good one. Thank you.
Yeah, that was
thank
good.
You.
That was very funny.
Just very impressed. Very impressed. All right, Steven. Let's see what Steven will land on.
What kind of beer? Oh, no way.
No way, dude.
Chug a beer?
Whoa.
What do you got for us, Steven? He's also... It's so ironic that you guys are together and you both landed on the same same square.
It's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm from California. Ooh. I went to college in Southern California. So I flew back to San Francisco, where I'm originally from. And it was like the night before, so I'm flying back down. So we went out to the club with my friends. And, you know, people buy me drinks left and right. So...
Baller.
Probably that first half an hour, I had maybe 6-7 drinks. I was walking down the stairs, and the bouncer sees me. He kicks me out of the club for no apparent reason. I don't know why.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
Right?
This happened to me. Like, what the fuck is the reason? Why are you kicking us out of here right now?
But no, so I was like, I could feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
you feel it.
I feel it.
Yeah.
So he's like, sir, come with me. I'm like, what the F? So he takes me outside, and my friend sees me getting kicked out. And I'm sitting outside, you know, Lil came out, and my friend's like, I'm going to take you home. So we're downtown San Francisco, and I live, like, the other side of the city. So we're driving through downtown San Francisco. I'm like, I'm looking at my friend, I'm like, yo, roll your window down.
Oh, damn.
So we're going out downtown San Francisco. I stick my head out.
Like a dog.
Straight up, out his door, sticking out as we're driving.
Ugh.
Oh, but did you get any on the car?
For a good part of the ride, I did. The next morning, he texted me. He was like, hey, man, you gonna see my car or what? I'm like, I'm sorry. But the thing is, I ended up having alcohol poisoning.
Because
I fell asleep, and I ended up throwing up most of the night.
Oh, so you were sleeping in your own puke and vomit.
Yeah, basically.
Yo.
I also threw up myself in this car. Like, I had like a bundle up on there.
Oh, shit.
What the hell did you drink?
The puke bib, right? Everyone is
you didn't remember.
Right. I was buying these drinks. Like, people were buying me drinks.
Yeah, you just drink them.
You probably got fucking roofied or some shit.
Right? The
bouncer was trying to take you.
I had to catch the flight.
Was like, things looking blurry for you that night?
I didn't remember much.
Wake up, like, why does my jaw hurt?
Oh, my God.
So I had to catch a flight next morning. It was like an hour flight. But you can obviously smell it because I didn't change my clothes or nothing. I got up, flew straight to the airport.
You're disgusting.
And my TSA agent was like, sir, you don't know what I'm like? Yeah, I'm fine. And my eyes all bloodshot and everything.
Yeah. All right, kid. We're not going to let you sit on the rest of the podcast because of
Wait. I have a question. Why are you out here? If you live like...
Because of my lovely Sarita.
Aww. Aww. That's so beautiful. Okay.
Wonderful. Great story, dude. Very good.
Yeah. Very entertaining.
What a happy ending.
Oh, very relatable.
That's cute.
All right, little George is up.
Spin that shit, bitch.
Give it a fucking good spin.
All right, don't break it, though.
Yo.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Guilty pleasure.
Oh, shoot.
Wow, this could be very good. Step up. You seemed all sure before. You fucking now you gotta say some shit.
Nah, do I gotta walk out? Because we're related. This is like
this is getting weird. Yeah.
I just want to start out. Come on. Like, I feel like you don't feel guilty about much.
No, I don't. I really don't. So this is actually not really guilty.
So let me think. Guilty pleasure, TV, food, music. All right, so let's define guilty. What's
just something you would be embarrassed about? Like, okay, embarrassed. I'll give you a brief example. Like, I watch professional wrestling. It's kind of embarrassing. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
A little bit.
Everyone does.
That's not embarrassing.
Well, you could think of it as that, though.
No, rappers watch. No, WWF.
Is it something? Isn't it more like something you feel shameful for doing?
Yeah, it's
that's
probably.
What I was gonna say. Like,
I'm just trying to give him a softball one.
Shameful. Okay, a shameful guilty pleasure.
It's shameful, but you enjoy it.
But I enjoy it. Well, all right. This is kind of weird,
sweet.
All right, so every time I have to jerk off.
Oh, man.
You should have stepped out of
the room.
I eat ice cream right after it every single time. Like, so it's like, it's like a soothing thing that I just, like, after I jerk off, everything's good, right? But I feel like I'm hot. So I have to eat ice cream.
I cannot.
So I eat Ben and Jerry cookie dough ice cream usually. I have that stocked in my freezer. So I eat it like sometimes.
I will never look at ice cream the same.
So check it. Sometimes.
You're ruining shit for us here.
That's my favorite flavor.
So sometimes
too.
I have the ice cream with me. Like
we have some in the fridge right now. Just
while
so
I'm
you
jerking
know,
off, like
kind.
On the side.
Well, don't tell him that.
He's going to rub one out.
So I guess it's a double guilty pleasure. I like to jerk off and eat ice cream.
Do you also eat ice cream after sex? Or that's just jerking off thing?
Oh, that's a good question.
He doesn't like to share.
No, not after sex. Just jerking off. Yeah. It's a good question, though.
What if you run out of ice cream?
It has to be something cold and sweet. So like if I have like a popsicle.
Popsicle.
Or even like candy. It's the weirdest thing. I have to have something sweet.
A Jolly Rancher.
I have one right here in my pocket.
Put that away.
So that's my guilty pleasure.
All right, thanks, George.
You're welcome.
I guess.
Fantastic.
It's a perfect answer, but not where I have to.
Millie?
I'm scared of this wheel. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, well,
George, can you
it's time to face your fears.
Do I have to actually
Yeah, you have to go right up there.
Move that wheel.
Okay.
It's your destiny.
You got to spin it yourself. You can't have somebody else exercise your demons, you know?
All right.
Spin again.
What's going on with you? You guys like the puke?
No, I hope I get the puke. I got the greatest puke story.
Oh, okay.
Jean and Katie.
So, do you know who the BTK killer was?
No.
He was named BTK because he would bind, torture, and kill his victims.
Okay.
So, we thought it'd be interesting if somebody got this to say, okay, out of me, Jean, and Katie, who would you bind, who would you torture, and who would you kill?
It's going to be great.
Who would I bind, who would I kill, and who would I torture?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. You can kill me if you want. It's fine. I'll make it easy for you.
I bind Gene because we went to school together, and I know my best friend used to bully you a lot, so I would never kill you.
Yo.
What's your best friend's name again?
Veronica.
Oh, Veronica, yes.
It's not love bullying, though.
Is that Charlene's sister?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was kind of a bully, right?
Now that shit's out.
Got bullied by a girl.
Sorry, Aaron. I might have to kill you.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take one for the team. Are you going to torture my fiance? What the fuck?
I might torture you a little
bit.
But
what kind of torture?
I don't know. Maybe like pull your hair. Tweeze your like your freaking eyelashes.
Oh, that means
like,
take out all my eyelashes.
Yeah, just take them out. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh god.
She thought you were talking eyebrow at first. She's like eyelashes.
Your eyelashes.
That's some sadistic shit.
Your upper lip. You know.
Oh, that needs to be done.
She'll pluck your upper lip off.
Yeah. Damn. That's what I would do.
That's all right. Brutal. Okay. Well,
remember.
Thank you for that insight.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I guess.
Bye, guys.
And the Ronix is up next.
Oh, snaps. What's up with this wire right here, though?
So you just take your headset off. I know it's kind of a new concept, but you can remove the headphones. They're not melded into your head.
Excuse moi.
I kind of hope Ronnie gets chug a beer, you know?
I really like to see that. That's what I do last time. I would love to do that right now, actually, and then throw it right afterwards.
Oh, nice spin.
Fantastic spin.
Beautiful.
Chug!
That's a beer.
Right there.
Yeah. The wish come true.
It should be a twist. This is a Miller High Life.
These, oh, you'll be fine.
Celebrate the all good right. times here.
Hopefully this is pretty easy for me because I have developed a new technique for eating.
Excuse me?
That requires you not feeling like you're full and like you can eat a whole bunch. So normal people, the way they eat, the food is in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? They chew it with their front teeth or their side teeth. The way I do it, I throw that food back to the back teeth. Then just take a couple chunks. Boom, boom, chomp, chomp. Boom, goes right down the throat smooth. Then you're ready for the next one. Boom, boom, boom. You do that, you can eat as much as you want.
So
not worry about getting full.
I don't think that was part of the wheel, but thank you for that anyway.
And I'll just jump the
ball. Chug that fucking beer, for Christ's sake.
There I come, babies.
Go ahead.
Chug, chug.
Don't
chug,
stop.
Chug, chug,
so he
chug,
has the ball.
Oh, my God.
Chug.
He's drooling.
Oh.
He's drooling.
Going
he's
out
drooling.
The side of his mouth down his Jurassic Park t-shirt.
I know.
Wearing his Ray-Ban.
Onto the electronics.
Just so you know.
He's halfway done. Halfway
this is
done.
High Life Miller Bear.
Come on.
Okay,
the
audience.
All right.
His head is tilted.
You're on the home
all
stretch
the way back.
Here.
Show him how the Cape Verdeans do it.
He's on the home stretch.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
he did it.
Done.
Just drank a bear.
Congratulations.
Too long.
Yeah. But either way, it was very entertaining.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Good for you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronix. All right. Well, the wheel segment, always weird and interesting, I guess, right? So now we're going to get into the odd news.
That's so odd.
All right, you guys like aliens and shit?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
What about abductions?
We love it.
Bob Lazar, that's
all
I
yeah,
got to say.
Oh, did you watch the documentary?
Yes,
I did.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's a pretty controversial figure because he supposedly worked at Area 51, but a lot of people think he's like a bullshitter.
I believe
too,
him.
And, like,
no, he's legit. They were able to verify that he worked there.
So. Right. But yeah. I'm saying what he's talking about. He
oh.
was working there. There's no way to verify that.
No, I mean, but I believe him. Yeah. I believe him.
You
I,
want to believe him.
No,
I want to believe him.
You know why I believe him?
There's something out there.
He's told that story many times, and it's just the way he tells the story. It's just
like he's scared.
There's no way he can bullshit that. I don't.
And the consistency of the story is always the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's
exactly.
Key.
Yeah,
and
people who's lying
key.
About a story will change it up.
Yeah.
Right.
They forget what they said.
Exactly.
It's
so.
From the way he talks, it seems like
he's
experienced it.
He's been consistent,
so. Yeah, well, I've got an abduction story for you guys today.
Yes.
It's probably like a lesser known one. I wanted to get something that was, you know, not really publicized and well known, but highly credible. It's considered like one of the more credible abduction stories ever, and it was recently just commemorated with a marker. So like they put Katie and I went to New Hampshire. So if you guys are into like alien abductions, there's a marker in New Hampshire. Is it Lincoln, right?
No. Well, maybe. It's close to Lincoln, but it's like another city.
All right. I think it's near Lincoln or it might be Lincoln, but it's Barney and Betty Hill. Who were, an interracial couple in, like,
mm-hmm.
the 50s or 60s or something. Mm-hmm. And it was the first big
abduction
story. Well-educated
government employees.
Right. And they didn't really tell the story to people. I think they just told it to their church, right? So we went to stay over there for a couple nights or a night or something. And to go check out the marker and, like, where it supposedly all happened. Because we thought it was pretty cool. And I thought of this one. Like, when I was reading this story, I kind of was thinking of that one because it just, you know, just got the marker, too. So we'll get into this. So what's certain and when it took place was October 11th, 1973. And what's certain about that night is when Charles Hickson and Calvin Parker Jr. arrived at the sheriff's department in, I think it's Pascagoula, Mississippi. I don't know. I might be fucking it up. But they were frantic. They told authorities that they had just been abducted by aliens. Each had a puncture wound on one arm. Police tried to catch them. They were basically like there for hours, and they were just continuously trying to catch them in a lie. You know what I mean? Like getting them to fuck up one part of their story or not repeat the same thing that they were saying initially, but they couldn't. And they were both asked later to do polygraph tests, and they both passed. So while those aren't definitive and used in court, it's a good barometer, and it'd be easy to weed out bullshitters with it.
Especially for two people to both be saying the exact same thing, both passing.
Mm. They could conspire, though.
Yeah,
people can conspire.
When they say puncture wound, like, the first thing I think is, like, needle or animal, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, do we probably don't know how big these puncture wounds are, right?
It didn't really specify, but like you say, you know, like with the alien abductions, there's a lot of medical stuff that people always say happens to them, like they're being...
What do you think they want from us?
Experimented on. What's up?
What do they want from us?
Our asses.
Probing. Yeah. So, no, yeah. If
interracial breed with us.
Hybrids, that's possible.
Really?
Because you know, like we've thought about those concepts, right? And we've had like
with
hybrid animals,
ligers.
Right?
Talk about that.
Yeah, it's like you know, ligers. Is that what you're saying? Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh God.
No, but yeah, I mean, it could be a variety of things. But if I was to say my opinion, I think it's because, like, we're like the Petri dish. You know what I mean? They're just, like, examining. The same way we grab a dolphin or a whale and tag it and then monitor it and shit. No, seriously. Like, you know how we monitor animals in the wild and stuff?
Yeah.
This is like, it could be something similar to that, you know?
Did you hear they made a laser beam? Like, apparently your cardiac rhythm is unique, like a fingerprint, and they made a laser beam that can, like, identify
your
cardiac... Your heartbeat from, like, 600 feet or something away. And so they can, like, know when it's you and you're walking.
What if you get punched in the chest?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Oh. Has everybody had that dream where you're, I guess, kind of, like, feel like you're attacked? Like you can't do anything. You're, like... pinned down on the bed or something.
You're immobilized.
Yes.
It means a witch is on top of you.
Yeah, that's a southern slang that they say that, but that's, again, these are all different theories where you're abducted, and that's the feeling of it as well. So
listen to our first episode.
Yeah, I talk about that.
That happened to you, Gene?
Yeah.
I think it's happened to me.
But a witch?
I think, not a witch. Some weird shit was happening at the house I was living.
Yeah, our first launch episode, The House on Headley Ave.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's
right. I basically, like, go into an in-depth conversation with Gene and, like, multiple questions, and I kind of, you know...
Interrogate.
Yeah, I essentially interrogate him because I'm like, dude, people are going to want to fucking know.
I remember, because wasn't it, there was, like, you felt like you were being hugged, like... I remember, like, just...
Yeah, like, suffocated.
Yeah, like, suffocated, exactly. So
I was, like, laying down and felt someone, like... You know when someone's laying next to you? The bed kind of shifts.
Yeah.
Weight.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Oh, my
God. I was laying down, and I felt something, like, shift behind me, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And the room got all cold.
But, yeah. You just stood there, though, right? Just laying in bed.
Yeah. I didn't want to turn around.
For real, yo. I've had a ghost experience.
I'm not going to lie. I would turn around.
Should I investigate and pursue this?
That happened during, like... sleep paralysis.
Yes.
So I couldn't turn around even if I wanted to.
Because I remember I couldn't open my eyes or I tried to open my mouth, but I couldn't.
What about your anus?
That was open.
Okay, excellent.
That's good.
But okay, so they ran into the police station, right? And then so just recently on Saturday, the riverbank where the men said the close encounter happened got a historical marker, calling it one of the, quote, best documented cases of alien abduction. After decades of avoiding media attention, Parker was there for this dedication. Hickson had died in 2011. And I think that's key. After decades of avoiding media attention. These guys didn't fucking do this. Some people will do this abduction stuff as like a cash grab, you know what I mean?
Write a book about
it. Let's make a book about it. We'll make a documentary about it.
And they never got abducted again?
No. No. Mm. But I think what makes this story a little more credible too is that aspect of it. Like they didn't make any money off it. They were quiet about it. They only told the police because they were legitimately freaked the fuck out. Mm. And then like their family and stuff, their families never pried about it because they could tell it was like something that they didn't want to talk about. But in 1973, Hickson and Parker were foremen at a shipyard. The two had gone fishing after work at an abandoned boat launch and were still there after the sun went down. So they're just chilling and fishing. And this is a quote from Hickson. He says, "I was just getting ready to get some more bait." And this is what he told the Washington Post in 1975. "When I heard this kind of zipping sound, I looked up and I saw a blue flashlight. A blue flashing light. Calvin turned around too. We saw a 30-foot-long object with a little dome on the top. As it hovered just above the ground, Three small creatures emerged, also hovering, he said. The men were suddenly paralyzed. The creatures grabbed them with pincher-type claws and pulled them towards the object. He said, I floated inside, Parker told the Biloxi Sun Herald in 2018. Hickson said that they were subjected to physical examinations by something that looked like a, quote, big eye, a constant mechanical sound buzzing around them the whole time. And then they were dropped off right back in the dark delta where they started.
So essentially they were just tagged.
I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, they don't specifically mention a tag, but they had the puncture wounds and they said it was like a medical kind of thing.
Right. Like you said, like we would tag a whale and then follow it. That's what aliens are doing to us. They tag us, they release us and follow us.
And then there's some people who say that they get abducted more than one time. You know what I mean? Like it's constant harassment.
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Or what are they looking for?
Well, it's weird because like there's many different interpretations of them.
Did he go to a hospital after? So he went to the police. My next action would be to go to the hospital. You know, you got poked. Find anything.
I don't know if they went to the hospital. Well, they might have. I don't know if they specifically mention it in this research. But after they got dropped off, it says Hickson. So after they got dropped off, right back where they started, Hickson and Parker were both standing up with their arms raised to the sky and screaming. Then they ran for help. At first, the sheriff's investigators thought that the men had just been drunk or lying. Pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like, it's drunk motherfuckers coming in here.
Conclusion.
And shit.
Bullshit.
But usually you don't run toward the police when you're fucking drunk.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's true.
Unless you're on some other shit drug and you need help from the police.
That PCP shit.
True.
Flip a cop car.
Oh, my God.
After interviewing the men, they left the room with the recorder secretly taping. They were hoping to catch the pair dropping their act when they left. You know what I mean? And this is, think about it, this is the 70s. You know, it's not like now where you're like, oh, everything's fucking recorded. Right. You know what I mean? They just did a like little slick move, left it recording. Let's let them chill out for like a half hour. But no, they're fucking, it says they didn't. They kept talking about what they had seen and how scared they were. So they were both like just legitimately fucking, the recording just is them just terrified in the room still.
Hmm. Were there any drawings?
Yeah.
There was one drawing that I saw and it was like not so much your, I think it was like a typical alien height.
Like a short?
It was like 5 foot, but it didn't look like your standard alien really.
What did it look like?
They didn't have like eyelids or anything. Like it was like, or eyeballs. It was just like a flat shit over it. Okay. So
what is that? Like how do
Snooki.
They, like where do aliens come from?
Yo, aliens.
Like, who made alians?
Aliens are just future humans. Humans
well, that's what I was going to say.
There's a theory too that like aliens made us, you know?
That, exactly.
That
could
be I hear that they come from like the ocean and shit because we haven't discovered it. Completely.
I feel like the most likely explanation would be like different places in the universe, like life creating itself somewhere else at the same time, like another fucking planet that can have life on it, and then they advance and then come here.
Yeah. There's endless possibilities, and it's like the most one of the most interesting questions really.
Oh, but does it have a heart? You know what I mean?
It could have like a different
no, really, it sounds like you want to be abducted so you get these answers.
I promise you I don't.
She's been abducted. She's adopted anyway, so it's okay.
She's adopted.
She's adopted. Yeah, we're right. That's why you guys look like
that's
twins.
What I say. Sure. Damn it.
So, Mila, you want to believe.
I want to believe.
Right there. You see?
I definitely believe.
Yeah. I want to believe.
I do.
Do you choose to believe?
Yeah.
But there's also different theories where those aren't actual aliens. It's the government just testing on human beings, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wearing funky
suits. I don't want to hear that.
But it's true. I believe it. But yeah, we're not the only civilization.
Yo, don't crush Millie's dream, all right?
I'm sorry.
Them shit's all alive.
Well, but they said, quote, we did everything we knew to try and break their stories, Jackson County Sheriff Captain Glenn Ryder told the Post in 75. If they were lying to me, they should be in Hollywood, is what he was quoted as saying. Overnight, it was national news. There were news conferences and cameras thrust into the still stunned faces.
How was the national news? The cops put this out? They went to reporters?
UFOs back then, that was a big thing, you know? Like, UFO, we see stuff, you know, kind of, you'll see an article here and there on mainstream news. Like, I don't know if you guys recently saw, in Kansas, there was a bunch of UFO sightings recently. These big white orbs. And there's video of like a jetliner flying across like right near these fucking orbs. Mm-hmm. But it turned out that that was just like a cell phone company that was floating these orbs to give like Wi-Fi to other areas. Mm-hmm. So there, some of them there's reasonable explanation for. I mean, if you see a fucking white orb that is still and then it takes off and goes
like a laser
500 miles per hour, that's something different, right?
Right.
So, but these were stuff that's hovering, I feel like, can be a little more explained unless it takes a crazy turn.
Unless it was Elon Musk who created it, you know.
Yeah.
I want that car.
Just saying.
I never want to drive again.
But a UFO investigator from the Northwestern University flew down and said that the story checked out. The skeptics called them liars, of course. Or they said that Hickson had an episode of sleep paralysis and some sort of hallucinations. They were trying to say, oh, you guys hallucinated this. And then they said Parker was just highly suggestible. So, like, he said it and Parker believed it. Which is just as crazy kind of as a story, you know?
Right.
I mean, sure, either of them could have happened, but there's no more evidence of that than the other.
Right.
Yeah, talking on evidence, you said they passed a lie detector, they passed all the tests. Did they also pass, like, were they not drunk? Did they pass they were not on drugs?
Yeah, they thought they were drunk, but no, they were just two dudes fishing after work. Oh. That's all it was. But
did it say what their jobs were?
One of them was a foreman at a loading dock, and the other guy, like, worked for him. So I don't know if he's drove a forklift or something. But the believers flooded in by the thousands, wrapped in aluminum foil and sitting all night on their hoods of their cars, waiting for visitors from another world.
Why I did aluminum that foil? When I was in
like,
Roswell.
I don't, but like, what was like everywhere? I
the
always
tin hat, that. Right?
The, yeah, but what? Yeah, like what's what attracts the aluminum foil to the aliens?
That's a good question.
They like to bake.
Yeah. From the aliens reading your thoughts.
Mm. Yeah, supposed to stop their mind reader techniques.
You should have a psychic on here one day.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Yeah. We were talking about trying to get her hypnotized too, but have a hypnotist on.
Oh my God.
So there's a few ideas like that we've been kicking around.
Yeah.
But nobody fucks with us because we're too raw, you know?
I feel it.
Millie, what do you think? When people are abducted, do you think they're chosen by the aliens or just as a random encounter?
I think they're chosen. They're chosen? Yeah, this bitch is with it.
But how?
I don't know. Just like
how they sense
she looks naive. Like, let's see what we can get out of her.
It's like, oh yeah, let's abduct the fucking the construction worker who's fishing after work. He's clearly a pillar of society, right?
Like, exactly.
Like a nobody.
Yeah, maybe they need the nobodies too, because the nobodies is what make up the world.
That's true.
You know,
true that.
They probably thought it was funny to like have them end up as bait.
Right. Turning the tables on him.
Wow.
It's never a rich person though. They don't be abducting nobody rich
because they don't go outside.
I don't know. Is that true?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
No, it's not that there's a lot of rich people that fund alien research. So like they're looking for aliens, right? And they're the ones funding it. Like Tom DeLonge and different backers of different projects are always like super rich dudes. But the ones being abducted are always just like
quacks.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people that have like seen unusual activity, or there's a lot of like Air Force people or like ex-military people that are like unclassifying things, right?
How about a flight attendant?
I've never heard of a flight attendant being abducted.
Well, they not so much abducted, but they do have stories, and pilots have a lot of stories.
Astronauts too, yeah.
That they've seen it.
A lot of Midwest or like rural people, I feel like getting abducted.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend that I worked with for a while who had a pretty crazy story where they were just like ATVing out in the woods late at night, and like, you know, just they're rednecks. They were just West Virginia. They're getting fucked up and just driving four wheelers.
Yeah.
And they said like something came out of the woods, like this massive light came out of the woods, and they all fucking like ran and like jumped in the car and shit, and it was like chasing them and shit. That's what he said.
Hmm.
And he was not a guy that told tales, really. Like, he didn't do that type of stuff.
Right.
It took me a while to, like, hear that. I had known him for, like, 4 or 5 years before he said that.
Oh, wow.
You know? So, I think that makes a person more credible. And in their case, that's kind of part of it, too, with not trying to monetize their experience. So Hixon was 42 at the time and was well-known in the community, so perhaps he felt more able to handle the media crush. He recounted the experience to anyone who would listen. He went on Johnny Carson and Dick Cavett. He published a book in 1983. So that was Hixon. The one I'm talking about that was like really more, a lot more reserved was Parker. He was the one that just wouldn't fucking talk about it, essentially.
Right.
But Hixon was a little more.
That's the other thing about it. If celebrities or rich people, if they divulge that information that they've been abducted, they probably lose a lot of credibility.
And a lot more than just that, too. Yeah. That's why I wonder with a lot of people that they, because a lot of, like, for example, Bob Lazar, everyone that he was associated with, their careers were pretty much over.
Well, his career was over in general.
Well, he didn't care. He just wanted to get it out. But everyone that was associated with him, their careers were pretty much over. So that's why I'm just, it's a scary thing to even, like, mention.
And it's crazy because this guy, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's true.
Because the dude that was going on all the night shows and everything, like, he was older. But Parker, on the other hand, he was 18 or 19 when it happened. And he had just arrived at that point to Pascagoula, and you know, he was coming from an even smaller town and had planned to earn some extra money before he was returning home to get married.
So he had even more of a reason to do it,
right? But he didn't, you know what I mean? Which I think that's interesting. But he told the media that he had passed out at the beginning of the whole affair and couldn't remember what happened. So that's what he told the media, okay? But That was the only lie he told. He said that to the Sun Herald in 2018. In fact, he did remember what happened, and was so afraid that the aliens had infected him with something that when he got home from the sheriff's department, he took a bath in bleach.
Oh, hell no.
Within a few weeks, he skipped town. He got married and picked up work in the oil fields. If someone at a job recognized him, he would quit. So he was, like, very paranoid about this. And if Hixon was trying to get rich from the story, it didn't work. So, like, if the other dude was trying to get rich, it never came to fruition. But Parker told the Sun Herald that before Hixon's death in 2011, he occasionally paid the older man's electric bill. That's showing you how broke he was. Like, nothing ever came of it. Parker, now in his 60s, slowly came out of hiding in recent years. And in 2018, he published a book of his own. In March, as the city was discussing plans for the marker, new witnesses emerged telling Mississippi Clarion Ledger that on the night in question, they saw an unidentified flying object with flashing blue lights going up and down the Pascagoula River. They said that they kept it secret all these years because they were afraid of people's reactions. So, boom, it's like that. It's also confirmed by people outside of them now. Okay, and one of them, Maria Blair, told the Ledger, "The story is very true. That's what has bothered me for 45 years. It's been on my mind for 45 years." And his book was published on July 8th, 2018. The name of his book is The Pascagoula, The Closest Encounter, My Story. It's by Calvin Parker. You guys can check it out on Amazon. I believe it's on Kindle and paperback. And it's got real good reviews. People seem to like it. He says, now, just in his defense, he's sick. He's had a couple of bouts with death recently.
Right.
And he basically did this. He said, "I just want it on the record that before it happened before I die." Yeah. So he basically waited until he was like, he's almost ready to die at this point.
Right.
To put it out.
I want to know what they did to him.
Do you guys all have something that you're waiting until you're on your deathbed to like confess?
I'm not going to confess right
now. No, I'm just saying yes or no.
Like, Ronnie, I jerked something off on your bed. Sorry.
Ronnie, I live my truth.
Ronnie seems cream. So terrified by that question.
I know, right?
Like, I think if you live your truth, you will never have that. Honestly. Like, just live who you are. Like, you'll be fine.
That's deep.
That is deep.
Yeah, but what if you already fucked up?
What do you mean if you're already fucked up?
Like, in the past, you know?
Yeah.
You tell the truth.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
What's going on?
Come on, Ronnie. Come on.
Well, do you believe in
it? I got no secrets.
Take those shades off, man. I want to see your eyes.
Look me in the eyes. Life. I find myself to have a very good integrity. All right.
Wonderful. All right. Well, guys, any final thoughts on the first story? We got two for the odd news, so that's the first one, the alien abduction. What'd you guys think? Any final thoughts?
You got butt raped.
You got me hard right now with this.
This doesn't seem to be related.
So, have you read the book?
It's good to know.
Like what Millie said, what did they do to him? Is it all in the book, what they did to him?
Yeah, it goes into like a much more detail. Like, he didn't talk about any of that shit forever, but it's all in the book. That's why I think, you know, if you guys are interested in it, check out the book. I think it'll probably be pretty good.
I'm curious about how historical markers are, like, a thing. Like, is it you can just put up your own about any event, or do you have to go through, like, a process and get it approved?
It is a process to it. They don't just put them up. It's got to be like
this is where this dude was shot.
It's got to be like a crazy event. I feel like, you know what I mean. Like, yeah, you don't just see
a record of it at least,
right? And it's got to hold up over time.
Right.
Look at, they're literally just doing it now.
Right.
There's no like historical marker for like 287th ice cream 73? George
73. Wow.
You're sick. Don't bring that up again.
Cookie dough, yo.
Yo, yo. Cookie dough and jerk it off.
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys ready for our second odd news? What do you say?
I'm ready.
Is it about aliens?
I'm excited.
No, it's a much more disturbing story than... Because aliens are pretty cool and mysterious.
That's my shit.
People are sick and violent. So that's our next story, evil mutilation. Have you guys heard about the mom and her lesbian lover who tore off their 9-year-old son's penis before beheading him because he reminded her of his dad?
Oh, my God.
Is this in Brazil?
Yeah,
Brazil.
she does not have a nice haircut.
That's horrible. She kind of looks like a fat M&M.
That's so sad.
So, wait, what?
And I'm not talking about the candy. I'm talking about the wrapper.
Oh, God.
God.
You guys haven't heard this one?
I don't think so. I don't even think I want to, man. Let's just jump right into it.
So,
get into it.
So Rosalina Candido, 27, and Kayla Pesso, 28, of Brazil, stabbed Candido's son over a dozen times and removed all the skin from his face before butchering his body. Cute kid. I mean, this is very disturbing, honestly. Not for the faint of heart, but the pair were said to have used a knife to try and gouge out the boy's eyeballs to prevent possible recognition. They actually stuffed his corpse into a barbecue grill and tried to light his remains on fire to dispose of him, but when that didn't work, they put him in a suitcase and dumped him in the sewer, police said. Other parts were found in two backpacks at their home in Brazil. So there's no fucking question that these two did it.
Wow.
The lovers are said to have confessed all... They confessed 20 miles from the capital of Brazil. They face homicide, torture, and concealing a corpse charges. In a gory twist... And this is fucked up. So I think this is like a year before they murdered him.
Okay.
In a gory twist, they're also accused of tearing off Candido's son. I think it's Ruhan is his name. They tore off his penis a year ago during a horrifying homemade surgery. The two women are said to have told investigators that they used, quote, rudimentary tools because he wanted to become a girl. So... After removing his penis, the women said that they sewed an improvised version of the female organ onto the mutilated area. Candido reportedly claimed the lad was a burden and a hindrance to her relationship with Pessoa.
All right, so that's what I was trying to get, was the why. Like, why would you even think of doing that?
So, this could be one of two things, right? So, one, it could be this... New age sort of, we'll cut our kids up and make them into the opposite gender, or pump them full of drugs and make them into a different gender. If they make a comment that makes it seem like they want that, or if maybe that's what you think they want.
Right.
Or it's an excuse, right? Because the kid reminded her of
the baby daddy
yeah. Who it's speculated that he was a child of rape. So,
oh my God.
So, what do you guys think about those concepts? I would like to get your guys' feedback on that.
Well, first of all right, as me and Ronnie.
You guys are parents.
So, it's like to even think of doing something to someone else's child, oof, that's just...
You gotta be screwed up.
Screwed up. But like...
Well, this was her own child,
too.
Do it
to your own child.
Yeah. Own child, bro. Nine.
So one person was someone else's child.
That's
to
what
your
I mean.
Point.
Right, right.
But the other person, it was her child.
Like, were there drugs, like, involved?
No. Yeah, were they stable? Oh, did they...
No, there's no mention of drugs. That's not to say that maybe more might not come out on this, but... Mm-hmm. This is a relatively fresh story, but...
And this is the first incident that they've...
Well, a year ago, they chopped his dick off,
well, I'm saying before, like, that, they were fine. Like, normal.
I don't think anything about
this. Wait, the kid's dick got chopped off before they murdered the kid?
A year before. And they made a vagina out of his flesh at home using, quote, rudimentary tools.
No, they didn't.
The kid
was walking around a year with no fucking dick.
Right.
Maybe he wanted to be a girl. Like, maybe he identified as a girl.
The kid never told no one.
So wait, did they know about the surgery? Like,
they found out only after he was murdered.
Right? Okay, I was gonna say, like, no one stepped
in after.
Was
he homeschooled?
It doesn't say. But it sounds like you were like kind of like, oh, maybe he wanted to be a girl?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because it sounds like you're more open to that. I'm not so much open to that.
I mean, I feel like if he was, like, born a boy and he feels like, yo, I feel like I should be a girl, and he tells his mom and dad, like, mom, like, look, I want to be a woman.
That's a feeling that you don't really come out. That's
no, but there's people that feel that way.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of like when you're feeling gay. You think that's easy to come out and say. That's even more harder to come out and say.
I'm just saying.
Nobody's telling their parents, like, I feel that way.
Well, I'm just saying, like, okay, when you're a kid, right, you probably, and this is my view on it, when you're a kid, there was probably a lot of shit that you did and said that as an adult, you look back and you think, I was fucking crazy to say that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of kids that were like girls that were like tomboys.
Well,
for example.
A tomboy.
Yeah, sure.
Remember, I used to wear your sneakers.
Yep.
Right, but why don't you have a penis strap to you now then? You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. Like,
okay.
If your parent says, though, nowadays, right, this is so saturated in the media, mm-hmm. right? Oh, we can switch genders for our kids, right? That's being pushed, I feel like.
It is.
So, I mean,
that's not being pushed, Aaron. I mean, that can't be.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, of course it's being pushed.
It's definitely being pushed.
Yeah.
It's...
Why? There's parents that are putting prosthetic, like, genitals on their kids and sending them to school and shit.
What? That's happening?
So they get used to the feeling of having...
How would people benefit from this? Like, how is this
so
a
they
thing?
Can, so they can be proud and post it up online
there's
and be like
certain...
I'm so progressive or... Well, I don't know. I can't.
Nah, you guys can't be serious about it.
There's like
you haven't heard about this.
There's ages that kids can like express their feelings in a way that makes sense to us. And then there's also things that we've all been through, right? When we're younger, where you don't know when something's going to be like a permanent feeling or just like a phase, right?
Yeah, yeah, kids have tons of fleeting thoughts.
That's why I say you err on the side of caution when the kid's 18. Then if he really wants to do it, then you support him. But you go through so many emotions as a child. You know what I mean?
A kid doesn't know what the fuck he wants.
Yo, but hold on a second.
Why are kids being taught about this level of sexuality when they're fucking... this kid's 5 or 6.
They should be playing with Legos.
But you know when someone's gay. When you're little, you're like, oh, that little boy's gay.
But you don't chop their dicks off.
No, you don't. But you know. You're like, oh, yeah, he's gay.
Yeah.
Just because you see that he's gay, you don't push that early on the kid because
he's gay.
No, you don't.
I'm not saying I would cut my son's dick off. I'm not saying that.
You let them come
out
naturally. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to come out when they're kind of ready.
Let them make the decision. That's the way I look at it. You know? So.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think part of it is just pumping the brakes a little. And letting kids be kids.
Exactly.
You know, not worry about, you know, what they're going to be like or what they want to do. You can't be projecting your life that far in the future, making these life-altering, permanent decisions.
But think about it.
You know?
Our childhood, like, so for example, our childhoods are completely different from the generation now. It's completely different.
Right.
Completely different. Mm-hmm. So it's society in the way that they
social
are growing
media.
Up. Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's super sad.
It's not super sad. You just gotta provide the guidance, you know?
It's really sad that any parent would try to push an agenda upon their child to benefit them and
any
kind of fucked up way, especially like that. But coming to the murder, the fact that they cut his dick off I can see that leading to murder. I thought that happened like all at once.
It was like little by little. It seemed
right. So like I was saying in the beginning, right? This is either a case of, okay, so they are lesbians, right?
Right.
They're part of the probably the pride kind of mentality and the LGBTQ and everything, right? So either it's that mentality that's come into them and that's what caused this to happen, that kind of ultra progressive vantage point, or they're just fucking sick and they hated the kid. So it really, it could be either. Right. I mean,
I think it's definitive that they're definitely sick in the head. It definitely that's without a doubt.
Yeah.
And they definitely don't like the kid.
Right. And that, and she openly kind of admitted that. So Candido reported, like we said, Candido reportedly claimed that the kid was a burden and a hindrance on her relationship. So she, quote, felt hatred and no love for him because he reminded her of his father, who allegedly abused her. Hmm. His dad, it says, lives in Acre, and he's said to have told officers that Candido ran away with the boy about 5 years ago when he lost custody. So I guess she, like, kidnapped him, too, it sounds like.
Wow.
She then went on to live with Pessoa and her daughter, who, now aged 9, had been put into care. The police chief said that the kind of cruelty and associated with the crime just shocked even the most hardened investigators. He said, quote, "She killed her son, quartered, decapitated, plucked the skin, and tried to get rid of the body. It was a very terrible case."
It's horrible. Oof. The skin. I wouldn't want to investigate that. Like, that's just...
Can you imagine?
Oh.
Oh, my God. But I just... That one was so violent and gruesome and disturbing. I don't know. That's why I was like, let me not do two true crimes for fucking odd news. But what's the final thoughts on this one, guys?
That, you know, we do not live in a perfect world. And as parents...
Fuck them parents.
I'm just saying, just as parents... Yo, we have, like, it's just... They're not perfect parents, obviously. We're not perfect. But I feel like we at least make a difference in our children's lives, and there's other people that are just fucking scum.
Right.
That
when don't gonna, have kids. When you're going to go don't. Mad scientist on them, you know, and start cutting them up. I just don't think any parent should be cutting their child.
Oh. Yeah,
whether
man.
They think it's to help them or any, you don't fucking cut your kid, period.
Never.
You just don't do it.
You just don't, man. The kid is so young, only 9. I mean, the kid is innocent.
Isn't he 5? When it happened?
He was 5 or 9.
I think he was either 5 or 6. Sorry, I just saw a fucking firefly out the window.
Oh,
look really.
Saw an alien.
Look really cool.
Cool,
dude.
I thought it was a UFO. So I know. Wait a minute, what's going on?
You know the light bugs?
Yeah.
That flash and shit.
We're about to get adopted.
Oh, you should try
adopted
to catch
by the bugs. Yeah. Right.
Oh my God.
All right, well, I think that was a good one, though. Thanks, thanks, guys. I know it was kind of gruesome. Sorry. Maybe I should have warned you before we did it.
No more of those stories.
We got more. But all right, so we're going to sign off on the odd news and what? The Forbidden Five? Katie, what do we have on tap for the Forbidden Five?
I know you don't like this, but disturbing diseases.
Disturbing diseases. And guess what? We're going to have the ladies back for disturbing diseases. So it's going to be Sarita, Silent Sarita, and Millie on the mic coming up next. And I think we should say, too, oh, yeah, I will put this out there, too. Try the New Candy is available on ebook now. So if you want to hear some of our tales from the Factor Fable, revamped, and also just other gruesome horror, it'll be in the Try the New Candy. So you can get that on Kindle Unlimited, buy it on ebook, and it's still in paper.
You can read it on your phone and PC, too.
So, only $2.99.
Nice.
Yep. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, whatever your name is. Taking them seriously all along.
clue that that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will.